time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Welcome back, Pauly Howard. Mike Palm, the VP of Circa. And Mitch Moss will be back on Friday with a day off. Derek Stevens in studio in half an hour. And we'll get to craps in 5 minutes. All your emails and tweets and strategy and how to play the game and everything. Mike Palm's a big player. I can't wait to discuss this. And FTM at VSiN.com and tweet at us as well as we'll get to your feedback. And no hyperbole in an hour. And it's going to kick ass as always. Great job by Matt Metcalf and his staff here too. I mean, he's just said, you know, it's arduous task of putting together all these odds and doing your homework with the college basketball as that starts now. And it's two pages, but all the props they put up and now the new lines with some NFL stuff, they have yes, no up on MVP. They have yes, no on offensive rookie of the year. They have yes, no on coach of the year. This is fantastic. And the yes, no on 0-16 and 16-0. This is great. Mahomes is now $1.25 here at Circa to win the MVP. Wilson's the second choice at +450. Or excuse me, it's Aaron Rodgers now at 4-1. Wilson +450. Now, yesterday, points bet had Herbert 1-10. Here he's -390. The no is +290. And Claypool is still 50-1. To me, this seems like a media creation. I don't, Tua is 7-1. I mean, twice he's been held under 90 yards. He just got benched. How is he 7-1? But Herbert is 390 here and 1-10 at points bet. So as always, shop around. Coach of the year, Tomlin now -220 here at Circa. Flores 5-1. You made a great point. I mean, you might have something here with Sean Payton. What if the Saints went out and the Steelers go 14-2?
Forget about this, what he did without Breeze. What he did with Breeze.
Yeah.
All he has is Kamara catching the ball behind the line of scrimmage, and they're winning all these games.
35-1.
It's incredible the job he's done. Nobody's talking about Sean Payton. Uh-huh. I think it's, you know, I understand Pittsburgh's having a great year. And Tomlin's a popular guy, but I would say Flores or Payton is who. And how does the Mahomes not win it? You're still getting a plus price, unless he gets hurt. This guy makes passes nobody else can make. I mean, turning around and running against his body, and floating these passes out there to Kelce. I mean, it's just incredible. Nobody else can do that.
Jefferson's, by the way, is 12-1 here at Circa. Let me run these by you. Westgate has games of the year up. The remaining schedule in the NFL. Pittsburgh is 2.5 Sunday night at Buffalo. Pittsburgh is only laying 4 at home to the Colts week 16. And Kansas City's 3.5 at New Orleans. Will Taysom Hill beat Mahomes? I don't know about that.
I don't know, but why are they only laying 4 Pittsburgh?
I know. I saw the same thing.
What that defense will do to Rivers?
Yeah. Oh.
Come on.
I thought the same thing.
At least two picks.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Why is that 4?
I like that number, 4. I'd lay the 4 right now.
And 2.5 at Buffalo. Won't the same thing happen against Josh Allen? Won't they turnovers?
You never know how the weather's going to be in Buffalo. That's why that's a tough game to bet without knowing weather. It's a big factor, the lake effect there.
Some good stuff. Great job by your crew here. That's
good. Oh, they've
done
it. Yeah, terrific.
Yes.
Miles Leonard. Terrific job with the props.
Thanks.
Who knew he was starting?
Things have changed. Okay, a little inside, but that's still great. It's a hit.
Putting together a good team.
You got to love it. Up action update. And
this is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Third-ranked Villanova taking on Boston College at Mohegan Sun Arena today as part of the 2K Empire Classic. The Wildcats are 14-point favorites, 141 the total. Seventh-ranked Wisconsin laying 19 to the Kohl Center in Madison against Eastern Illinois, the total 134. Michigan State laying 21 at home against Eastern Michigan. Tom Izzo back with the team after he tested positive for COVID-19 and spent the last 2 weeks in quarantine. In the NFL Thursday, the Lions are a 3-point underdog at home against the Houston Texans. Cowboys laying 2.5 at home against Washington. It's the VSiN Black Friday weekend special offer. New subscribers save 25% on your annual all-access membership and get $30 credit to the VSiN store. You'll also get the College Hoops Guide, daily best bets emails, point spread weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and much more. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
It's here. College basketball is back. 21 ranked teams scheduled to play early season games. Bet these games and all the other hoops action with Bet Rivers Sportsbook all season long. Great customer service. Only one-time playthrough at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Here we go. I recently got into this game because my girlfriend loves it, and to be honest, I don't know what I was doing.
Let's stop. What's this now? All of a sudden, it's boyfriend and girlfriend. She's talking about my boyfriend, Paulie. Now it's the girlfriend. It's getting pretty serious here. Everybody wants to know. They follow your life, the Bachelor Paulie.
Sure, it's
every
been
top 10 life and all that stuff.
Just had the one-year anniversary. It's been great.
Incredible.
And she's proud of me, too.
Very proud.
Yeah,
throws
sure.
your name around a lot.
Absolutely. Sure. Now, you've been... The first time I hung out with you and you were playing, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I can't understand it. And I couldn't figure it out. But as I talked, I only talked about it for like 3 minutes a week ago on the show. And people said, about time, what were you doing? I mean, I lived here for 20 years. Welcome to the great world of craps. Is this the best game? Is this the best game for the player with the worst odds for the house? And always the loudest spot in the casino was always the craps table. I mean, is this the game to play when you want to talk about turning a little into a lot?
Well, the thing about craps is it's a social game. It's very addicting to get on. I mean, you play it to get on that hot roll. And you know, even if a roll is 15 minutes, it can be very profitable. But that's why people play craps, because most people are on the same side and you celebrate with each other.
Yes.
You celebrate that hot roll. And you can take a little and turn it into a lot if you can get on a long roll. There's also a lot of bets you can make. People say, well, that's a $25 blackjack game. Well, you're making one or two bets at 25 minimum.
Oh, perhaps, great point.
Perhaps most people have four bets on the table.
I can't believe how much stuff you can bet.
Well, there's many options. I mean, the whole game basically comes down to, can the shooter repeat the number before the seven comes? And the numbers are 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10, right? And that's what the basic game. But then there's many different ways you can play it. You can place numbers. You can buy numbers. You can play come bets. You can play hard ways, the field, the horn.
All. She loves to bet the yo on the come out.
Well, so when you protect your pass, most people are playing on the shooter, which is the pass line. I play a horn bet, which means I play 2, 3, 11, and 12 to protect my pass line bet.
Talk about the pass line more.
Okay. The pass line is the bet that starts the roll for a shooter or continues it after they make a point.
Okay.
The pass line, when you're betting the pass line on that first initial roll, you win on 7 or 11, you lose on 2, 3, 12. So to protect that bet, I bet the horn. So if a 2, 3, or 12 comes, I don't just lose my pass line bet. If an 11 comes, you win both. The way I play it, I say it's a horn high ace deuce. I'm high on the ace deuce side of it.
And if you're watching, there's the table, guys. Everything going on and how the beautiful layout. If you're watching there with the graphic and what it looks like and what Mike's talking about.
Yeah. Now the point is established, and you'll see the on button on the 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, or 10. Then you can take odds on whether you're going to repeat that number. The flat bet, the pass line bet, pays even money, but your odds pay better. On the 4 and 10, it's 2 to 1. It's true odds. The house has no advantage on your odds bets. It's 2 to 1, 3 to 2 on the 9 and the 5. So you always want to bet an even amount because it pays 3 to 2 and 6 to 5 on the 6 and 8. And then what people like to do is they place the numbers. If you're a first time player, maybe you just play those two inside numbers, the 6 and the 8, and put them out there. You can bet
bottom left as you're talking about.
So I'm talking about the six. No, not that big 6 and 8. That pays even money. That big 6 and 8 is a colorful bet for people to take worse odds. You want to place the numbers up there. 6 and 8.
She loves to play hard 6, hard 8.
But people do that as well. Yeah. You can do it cheap. Throw $10 in. Yeah. Right. And say, give me, let's say the 0.6, throw $10 in and take $2 on the hard ways, 2, 4, 4, 8, and 10. And make the, if the 0.6, make the hard 6, 4. Just, and then what I do is I try to parlay it. So $2 will go to 20 on the 6 and the 8, or it'll go to 16 if you hit it. And then I try to hit it again, just parlay the whole thing. And if you can throw, I remember a game at the Fremont down here one time where the game just opened and the lady had, I think, 43 rolls because they count them there. If you get over, you get a jacket and all this stuff.
Okay.
I think she threw 5 hard 6s in that roll and people were parlaying them. I mean, it was incredible.
It really is. Yeah. And I just recently discovered this. It is. You just she rolled snake eyes 4 times out of 6 rolls. Mm-hmm. And then this other guy kept throwing the yo the other night.
The way I do it is when somebody throws, other than when the come out bet,
okay,
I don't play the horn. But if somebody throws a horn number, 2, 3, 11, 12, then I'll bet that horn number. I'll bet the horn high to that number. What I say is I chase it during the roll. Because you never know. People repeat numbers. There's something to muscle memory. Now, obviously, with the dice bouncing on the table and rolling, there's randomness to it. But muscle memory is the key to this whole game, and trying to repeat that same motion to repeat numbers. That's really how you win in dice. You're trying to repeat numbers other than the seven.
What are some of the great stories you've witnessed or heard about in all your years in the casino business? And I know there was, God, this must have been 10 years ago, but the great thing about living here, I heard a story where a lady had the dice for 90 minutes in AC once.
Here at the Cal, the story is the guy had almost a three-hour roll.
Oh, my
God. Years ago. And the Fremont has these great dice tournaments where they come in and you play, and whoever shoots has the longest rolls during the course of the weekend makes the final table of the tournament. Of course, you play, it's the live action in the 72 hours leading up to it. And if you can get one of the rolls, you get part of that. But that's not really trying to make the final table. It's just they get 6, 8, sometimes 10 games going when they have it at the Cal. They have so many Hawaiian players, and they love to play dice. And most of them are pretty good shooters. I say this, and people think I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek. Handicapping the shooter is a big part of it.
Ooh,
trying to understand if the person is rolling. Now there's obviously tremendous amount of randomness to it.
I like the superstition, how everyone, you know, they go through the dice. Yeah.
Yeah, we have some emails about same dice, right?
If you throw it off the table.
It's a third roll and it goes off. Who cares? What have you established with that dice? But I mean, if you've been shooting for 10 minutes and one of them, you can request the same dice. It's a little different now with COVID. Obviously, you have to sanitize it anytime it leaves the table.
Well, how have things changed with the pandemic, though, too?
Well,
because I know Vinny was concerned about that with the new rules.
Now six. So now you get six players total. Before you could have had 14 at the table. Now you're getting six, three on each side. That's not bad if you get all six. I never really want to be at a dice table with less than four players because it's just the same people shooting. I'd rather have more people there, different people trying to catch somebody that's on a hot roll. And that's the way most people play. They start out with a base system of bets and then they press it, right? So let's say if you're a beginner and it's a $10 table and the points are five. So play 12 on the six, 12 on the eight, 10 on the nine, and then press it up. If you hit a six or an eight, press it up $6 or press it up $12 and get to a certain point and then take it down. Or some people let it ride the whole roll.
Now I have a strategy question. Mm-hmm. So four times and what a time we had at the Golden Gate. Great staff. Great deal. I'll tell Derek coming in. They're unbelievable. But we were the only people at the table. So four times in the last week, we have been one roll away from like $3,000-$4,000 because she's going to clear the small, big take all. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So it's all small, all tall, all.
That's it. Okay.
So before you roll a seven, you need to roll all of the other numbers.
Right.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the small 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And it's a good tall. And it's a good payout if he's just clearing one of them.
Yeah, 35-1 if you clear, or 30-1 depends on the house. If you clear the small, if you clear them all, then you get 150-1. The thing is, if the last number left in all of them is one of those numbers 4 through 10, you can lay against it.
Okay, that's my question.
Yeah,
she's like, you don't do that. It's bad. I go, how do we hedge?
I hedge it.
How do you? Okay, so the one time it was snake eyes. Last night the guy just needed to throw the 12. How do you hedge?
You can't hedge.
Okay, what can I hedge? If I stand to win 3 or 4,000 or a couple thousand with the small, big take all, how do I hedge?
So you can only hedge if it's one of those numbers that could be a point. So let's say you haven't made the nine and you need the nine to win 4,000. You can lay against the nine at 7-5 on the table. You can lay against it.
How would you say that?
If you want to, I want to lay the nine. So if
lay
she,
the nine.
Yeah. So if she throws the nine,
what would you risk?
I usually risk a third of it. What I would win. If you were going to win 4,000.
Okay.
I would risk to win, let's say, 1,200 on the nine. So you at least make a profit on it. I'll give away the 1,200. It's the same thing we do when we're betting live in sports.
Sure.
Or if you have one leg left in your part. Some people don't believe in it. I do. I hope you can get to that point. Most of the time, it's usually a 2 or a 12 that you need at the end. And you can't do anything about that. But when it happens to be one of those numbers, I normally will do that. I'll lay against it.
Okay. How about the guys who, how do you say this, who play against the player?
Don't players.
Okay.
Yeah, they're playing against the shooter, and that's okay. I mean, that's
not a popular guy.
You know,
what do you think?
They want to do. So people, when the table's going bad, of course they blame the don't play. Ah, he's the one that brought this bad luck.
Yes, they do.
Most of them just stay very quiet, and they don't cheer against everybody else on the table. Some of them could be obnoxious. Or the people, when they're making numbers and the don't player is losing, you know, they get kind of pointed to them. Yeah, take it. Take against. Take the lay. You know, they get okay. It doesn't really bother me. Sometimes you do it. The table's so cold, sometimes people will switch and just go to the don't. That's one of the things why people love the pop-up dice game. Nobody knows what you're betting. You can be betting the don't, and people won't get mad at you. I don't know what you're betting on your screen. I only know what I'm betting
okay.
on. I can tell because of the way it lights up, but I don't care. People like that pop-up dice game. It's funny. You know, the palm readers, and this started out, and Brent started with this palm readers thing, or put out your plays, and humans came up with two of the guys, Dr. Leo Marvin, right, and Mike Palmieri, both guys that were part of the original 30 of the palm readers, and now this group is whatever it is, 8,000.
Incredible, you're following.
60, it's like over 25,000.
If you want more of Mike Palm, by the way, email Bill at VSiN.com.
He loves the emails. Yeah. Bill does. He's incredible, a very proactive manager.
Sure.
But these guys are avid dice players. It's how many people follow me. They people have these same. And Derek's just a huge. And when he comes, we can talk. I can't play with him. He's betting too much money for me.
Really?
I don't want to shoot because I know the guy, and I throw a seven, and you know he's got whatever on the layout. He's got
what's well, a lot to you, but it's not nothing to him. It's not
it's
much.
Not nothing, right? It's something. it's something. Plus, I want
it's a good
win.
Sweat. It's a good
people
sweat.
People win. I mean, the money. Huh. You feel good when you win. It's just like betting sports.
Right. You don't want to let your friend down either. But.
How about yesterday? You know, hit all the soccer games. Stay hot, right? You say, here's the. I hit the. Hey, got lucky in the field. That's a good feeling. It's a euphoric feeling, right? It's chemicals to your brain. You feel good when you're picking things or you're winning money and you're celebrating with people.
FTM at VSiN.com. John Lee. Have I missed anything? I'm a neophyte. Am I anything else you want to point out? Strategy?
You keep
good?
You keep, yeah. Here, one thing I will say is I believe in pressing and regression. What I typically will do when I play, and I'll play 25 on the pass line to start with full odds. Now, there's very few places have 10 times odds left. A few have 20. Most places are 3, 4, 5 now. What that means is on the 6 and 8, you can take 5 times odds. On the 5 and 9, you can take 4 times odds. And on the 4 and 10, you can take 3 times odds. I'll play $25 with full odds on the first roll. And then what I like to do is I like to play 220 across. What does this mean? It means I take 50 or 60 on the inside numbers, and I take a quarter on the 4 and the 10. All right? So if the 4 and the 10 hits, I fully press it to 75, and then I'll press it to 150 if it hits again. It pays 2-to-1 minus 5% juice. And then when it hits at 150, I just take the 300. I don't take it down, but I'll take the $300 payout. On the 5 and 9, on the 50, right, I'll go up to 100, and then I'll go to 150 if it hits a second time. And then when it hits a third time, I go back down to $60 on the number and take 300. I like to take 300 when a number hits three times. I just believe in taking back. That's a way to manage your money so that you don't, if you can't get a longer roll, you don't go broke. Now, if I'm up and we're up 3 or 4,000, maybe I don't take the 300 back and I go straight from 150 to 250 and keep pressing. But I think it's important that you just don't always press, right. Always. You have to take some back at some point.
John Lee, in terms of strategy for beginners, I suggest playing one pass and two come bets with max odds on all three wagers. Don't play any of the exotic wagers in the middle of the table when you're a beginner, such as hard ways in 1, 2, 11, 12. I personally play one pass with max odds and play the numbers. If the point is 4 or 10, I bet on the point with max odds and bet across numbers across 5, 6, 8, 9, 4, 10. I press my action on the numbers to increase my action.
There's a whole strategy, and we'll talk about when Derek's here, about the come betting.
Okay.
Right? The come betting is you're betting just, it's like a continuous pass line bet. And that come bet travels to the number. It depends on what kind of odds they let you take.
Okay.
I don't like at Cromwell, they have 100 times odds. Then it's okay to play the come bet because mathematically it makes sense. But if you have 3, 4, 5 times odds, I hate that flat bet because that flat bet gets paid at even money. And the odds are better just to place or buy the number. It just depends on what odds they offer. Derek likes that. He's a come better, a put better, and he can explain that when
okay.
he comes there.
Okay. Peter Hamill says at the Excalibur, he was there with a bunch of friends, and they lasted 2 shift changes. They were playing. It was so fun for 10 hours. This is from Gary. If you're playing the don't, do not roll the dice unless you want to get shot by everyone else at the table. ask cum bets, as you just mentioned. I wanted to ask about the cum bets. For someone with a limited budget, playing place bets on the 6 and the 8 while not playing the pass line is a way to stretch your bankroll. Craps is not only the loudest game in the casino, but the one where the house has the least advantage. He also talks about if you throw the dice off the table, ask for the same die.
You know,
so he says you're gonna seven out.
They say that most don't players don't shoot the dice because if they're playing the don't, you're hoping to seven out and everybody, and then they think you have some control to throw the seven. Most don't. I've seen some don't players throw the dice and they kill themselves. They keep making points, and then like after they make the second point to get on, I start playing the pass line with them. Usually, if a don't player is shooting, I don't bet at all.
Really?
I just don't. Well, they're trying to throw a seven.
Okay.
Why am I going to make a bet against somebody who's trying to make me lose my money?
FTM at VSiN.com to email your thoughts, your strategy on craps. We also have some tweets we'll go over as well. Derek Stevens in studio coming up. No hyperbole. Back to the Thanksgiving games. Chuck Edel, Paul Charchian, picks, fantasy, all that straight ahead loaded show here the day before Thanksgiving. Follow the money. For a faster way to win when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. Sign up with code VSIN250. You get 100% deposit match up to $250. Hardcore traps, craps discussion. This has been a lot of fun. Great hanging with the maestro. Beating the bookie. I sat on a table at Borgata in 2016, two-hour roll. One of the best 2 hours of my life. Joey, in 2009, a lady rolled for 4 hours at Borgata. Philly. One night I turned 80 into 3,900 at the Red Rock. Tom says, stand right next to base dealer on the craps. Play 4-10, no 4-10. Does that make sense?
They're laying the 4 and
okay,
10.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Play the don't and stay off the 6 and 8 coming from a craps dealer. What do you think of that?
Well, people do that. They play the don't, okay. And then if it's a 6, you know, on the don't bet, don't pass, you can take the bet back when the number comes out. The pass line and cum bets are the only contract bets, meaning you can never take them down. You have to leave the money out there till a decision is made on that.
Okay, these have been coming in fast and furious here, just strategy and what everyone thinks, and Mike, the expert. Evan, play the pass line, play max odds, play two cum numbers, play max odds on those. It's okay to sit out some rollers to keep you at the table longer. During my sessions, I profit more than I lose. Good luck. There's another guy says he's been doing this for 20 years and doing well. And crushing it. Keep them coming, guys. Just go rapid fire. I can see them. You want to go John or whoever's next. Okay, thank you, John. Full fire here. Oh, what's the fire bet?
So
we
fire
got a lot of those. Yeah.
So fire bet is you're betting how many different numbers they'll make the point on. 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. There's 6 different numbers.
Okay.
So if you make a 5, that's one number. And then you make the 6. That's another number. The fire bet pays out a lot because you have to make all the different numbers. Let's say you made an 8, and then you come out with another 8. That's terrible. Now, during that whole roll, you're in jeopardy. You somehow have to find all those other numbers as the point.
Okay.
That's why it's so hard. But people like to play because it can last the whole roll long. You have that. We talked about the all tall, all small, all. Then there's also repeater bets.
Okay.
Where you bet if a number will repeat. On the 2 and 12, it has to repeat twice for you to win. 3 and 11, 3 times. 4 and 10, 4 times. 5 and 9, 5 times. And the 6 and 8, you have to repeat the roll that number 6 times during the roll. But it pays 90-1 on the 6 and 8 if you do that. That's an interesting bet as well. You know, the prop bets are always a good thing because it's a good way to bet for the dealers.
Yes.
The most common way to bet for the dealers are the prop bets and to put them on the hard ways that you're with them.
Pass line, high, low, any on the come out. Max odds, where I play. All hard ways, and the other 5 numbers buying 4 to 10, all or nothing.
He plays it all. I mean, okay. he's got a lot of people like they go across, so they have every number in play. The 7's the only bad number.
Thank you, John. How about Sean? Fixing some hard ways and yo's went up money. You're making money with this for there. You've been
so,
making
so
money
with this for 20 years. So Sean, how did I tell you about Sean Thompson?
No.
He was here opening night.
Okay.
Right? He was playing dice right after all the casino owners threw and we opened the casino. He was so happy. He loves it. Follow the money. He loves to come in here. Circa the D said he's going to send me a little gift. Tuesday in the FedEx, I get a package from FedEx.
Oh, it's from this
six
guy.
Live lobster.
Oh,
I gotta put the picture. I'll send it to John
yes,
Brown.
You have
the
to.
Picture of when we made up the lobster and had a feast.
And your father-in-law,
professional chef.
Oh, winsome.
And carpenter, amazing man. Seriously, that's professional incredible. Carpenter, yeah. Professional chef.
Yeah, okay, that's good. And this is good because everyone was going back and forth on Twitter too. This is from Zinatrone. I play the exact same strategy, except I keep placing cum bets if there's a hot roll. If you play the don't pass, as Jimmy recommends, you'll be the unpopular one. Sure. And then one, how about shut up?
Solitary life playing
absolutely.
The don't pass.
I saw it happened here. I was here playing with her at Circa, and that guy was doing it. And shut up, Doug. The only game he plays. This is great. The dice have no memory. It's a game of independent trials. The pass does not matter. I mix it up between the pass and don't with max odds just to test the dealer's great game. I like what he said to start that. Excellent. It's a riot. It is a riot. And there's so much I have to learn and get the, you know, but, oh, so fun.
It's addicting. It's yeah. very addicting, especially, I remember our.
It urinates on blackjack in these other games. It's not even close.
I hate to put anything down, you know,
but
I'm not a negative person, but I can't play blackjack.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I mean, what kind of game is that? I bust, she busts, and she wins? What is that? That's too boring to me, actually. This is exciting, the craps. I sent John the picture. Maybe we can get it up sometime before it's done.
And I've hit the straight flush before at your joint. The three-card poker's fun, but that's, I mean, how quick is that? That's just, oh, three cards, put it down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of.
You get on an hour-long roll. I remember throwing the dice, and I know we're coming up against the break at the Cosmo for an hour one night.
Really?
I hit the all twice in one roll. Guy won 70,000.
What?
Was betting huge player at the Cosmo.
Oh, my God. Keep them coming, FTM at VSiN.com. At VSiN Live, at Paulie Howard on Twitter. Your thoughts, your strategy on craps. The King in the North, Derek Stevens in studio. Next, Survivor. He told you in August, don't waste Green Bay. Save them for this Sunday. People didn't listen. And all the controversy, what's going on with Detroit and the Baltimore game, all that coming up. Baby Manscaped, the best in men's below the belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Perfect Package 3.0. They've redesigned the electric trimmer, the lawnmower 3.0, the advanced skin safe technology so the trimmer cuts safe, waterproof so you can use it in the shower. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN20 at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com, code VSIN20. Take care of yourself, clean yourself up, and we love the ear and nose trimmer as well. That's so easy to use. All right. King in the North coming in. King in the North, Derek Stevens. It's to the point now he can come downtown. He just, what don't I own when he comes downtown? But let's start. Thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good.
All
good.
Right.
Great to be here. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too. How about a craps discussion?
Yeah.
How do you play and what do you think the best strategy is or the bright, well, not the right way, but a great way to play craps and have fun?
Start off with a pass line bet. Then you play something, whether you go like a 220 inside or something, or maybe 320 across type of start, get a couple numbers, get a comeback going. I like to get a couple of comebacks, and then you got to start pressing. And if you hit a hot roll, you may want to leave something up and
okay.
You come back with a pass line winner, leave the place bet up there. It gives you two ways to a number, and then you can start rolling and really start pushing it. You got to press. You got to press in craps. Our COO, Dave Tuttle, always told me, this goes back 12 years. He said, you know, the thing about craps, when you own a casino, is different than when you're playing. Remember, when you're owning a casino, you own a dice game, most of the time the players don't allow themselves to win. Think about a guy with an hour and a half roll, and he leaves with 600, 800 bucks. He goes, boy, did we ever get lucky. But it's the guys that are pressing. It's guys that are drinking that are scare us, and it's guys that press.
Wow, okay, great answer. What, as a player or as a casino owner, what's some or just all your years doing this, the best story you've heard or the longest roll or craziest win, that type of thing?
We ran into a game a long time ago over at Hard Rock, and they gave us three ways to every number. We took every number, max bet, max place, max come. We put the whole thing. So that was a good runner. Ran out of chips.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Were you there?
Of chips a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
Well, they'd get into town. They'd go to the dice game. They'd try to get on a sizz and then make their Sunday bets already early. Lock up some of the winner. Have some action for Sunday.
What a bucket list item. Huh? Imagine that. That'd
Barbary Coast. Love the Barbary Coast.
Yeah?
Barbary Coast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, this is great. Let's go back. Let's go back to August. You're clairvoyant. I mean, you know everything here. In August, you had this. You had your graph. You laid out the strategy, which was beautiful, and you blew people's mind. I couldn't believe it. And that's when I became hooked on Survivor. And make no mistake about it, full entries next year. I mean, it's the only way to go. Just the same objective as the team. Win the damn game. No ATS business. And you see what Presence and these other guys are doing, hitting over 70% ATS. But you even said in August, number one, you brought up double option. That comes into play tomorrow. You also said do not burn Green Bay. You will need Green Bay in this Sunday night game too coming up, and people didn't listen to you because they used them against Jacksonville. So many people don't have them, and Green Bay appears to have kind of a gift against Chicago at home, but so many people don't have them. But and now the other point of this is Thanksgiving is its own week, and oh boy, things have changed here with what happened just with the Thursday night game alone with Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Benson and I were talking about this back in August, and he said, no, I wouldn't burn any of these six teams. You just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, off air, Mike, you had said you don't think a lot of people are going to take Pittsburgh or Baltimore just because the risk is too high. I completely agree with you. So to get through tomorrow, you got your Detroit or Washington, or Detroit or Texans or Washington or Dallas. You know, none of them feel real comfortable. I mean, this is a great, great time to use your double option if you have it.
There's only 28 entries that have the double option available. 23 have two and 5 have three. So that's not a big percentage of the pool. The overwhelming majority only have one left.
So they got a little bit of pressure.
The big question comes down to, now you've preached the double option, the double option philosophy all along that you would need it here. But I think the big question comes down to, if you use your double option, how comfortable are you with one entry left that you can go undefeated the rest of the way? And who do you have left to use? And are there spots in this guy? I mean, this is where the Derek Steven, it's like Sid Caesar with the show of shows, Derek Steven and the chart of charts. You got to look at the remainder of the season. You got to look at the last 6 weeks and figure out, can you get there and how strong are the teams you have left?
Yeah, really. I mean, the key thing is if you could get through Sunday, and obviously if you got Green Bay available, you're in good shape. But if you don't, I think the Giants are going to be the play. It's unfortunate what happened to Joe Burrow, but it just changed the dynamic of Survivor. Because if you get through Week 12, then you can hedge it out. It's not a lot different than your craps deal. I mean, if you're getting close to all tall, all small, and all, you might have an ability to hedge here. You get to Week 13, you made money. I mean, you could bet a dime on a dog and then go all the way two dimes, four dimes, you know, something like that. If you get through Sunday night, you can lock up a winner if you want to. But I think now it's really going to come down to you got to be feeling a little more comfortable. I think the Giants are going to be the big play on Sunday if you get through Thanksgiving.
Derek Stevens, our guest owner of Circa, the D, Golden Gate, CircaLasVegas.com. Get out here. You'll be blown away by the property. They hit a home run here, A+. Now, a couple of things. The Merlin reversal was dynamite, but we've also had, there are so many bad teams. Everyone will play against the Jets. Everyone will play against the Jets, Jacksonville, Cincinnati's on the list too. And we haven't had that big upset yet either. We've been close, but we haven't had that big upset. We almost had it with Green Bay and Jacksonville and even the Monday night game with the Patriots and the Jets. But that's a whole nother thing, just playing against bad teams because there's so many of them.
You're right. That's one of the things that I think in the 2020 Survivor, because of the volatility with COVID and things like that, that made it more difficult. But based upon these bad teams, this is an easier year than usual because you've got anti-Jets, you got anti-Jacksonville, you got a couple of others. Compared to other years, we have not seen these 14-point favorites getting upset as often as you have in years past.
The other thing, what would the adjusted line or price be if you're going to pay the million-dollar bonus now?
Ooh.
Well, I guess it would be a better question after Thursday, but...
Yeah, when Mike brought it up to you the other day, and I think what he said, it was a minus 165. I think I think you're probably looking at more minus 250, minus 300 is my thought.
Ooh, that high. Okay.
Well, if Green Bay would have lost with the 204, you become a favorite.
Sure. That's a monster. But then you worry how many people will do that coming up, and people will get the picks in and with his own week. I mean, this is a whole mess. Well, you're right. What if there's a tie? What if the Baltimore game gets moved? What if something like that? I mean,
I think
this is fantastic.
There's 209 people. I bet you less than 25 entries are on that game either side. That's what I predict.
I bet under. Ooh.
Under.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. We'll continue with this. Circa Survivor, Derek Stevens, Mike Palm. Also, a mishap, what happened on Saturday. Another great idea from Derek. He'll explain that coming up straight ahead. Follow the money, VSiN. Mike Palm, Pauly Howard, Derek Stevens. Mitch back Friday. Coming up in pocket, Chuck Edel, Paul Charchian. What a show today. Keep your emails and tweets coming about the craps discussion as well. And we'll put this to bed too. I will say this. You cannot let pride's going to get in the way tomorrow with the double option. It is the correct move for these people. But I think pride's going to get in the way because everywhere you look, there's landmines. Uh-oh, I got Stafford over here. They got shut out last week. Over here, I got Alex Smith or Dalton. And I got a horrific Dallas defense. Oh, what do I do? I got Lamar Jackson. I can't. Don't let pride get in the way. I think there, your double option's the way to go for those 20-plus people. Don't let ego take over and say, well, I can go 2-0 here maybe. The double option, I think, is definitely the way to go if you're able to do that.
Hubris.
Yeah.
Hubris is always a complicating factor in most things.
Tough games. Tough games. Now, you know a lot of people. You're a powerful guy. You're dialed in especially. Can you please get the Lions off of Thanksgiving?
Oh, come on.
I can't stand it. I mean, they get blown out almost every year. The games aren't competitive. It goes back to the 30s, and they ruin my appetite.
1934. They're the ones that have been playing since 1934. The Cowboys didn't come in until the 60s. No, this is a longstanding tradition here. I mean, you got the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's the second biggest parade in the country. People would come down to it, 3-4 generations of people, and then you go to the Lions game, you go home. For me, this is a tough, tough Thanksgiving. This is the first time I haven't been to a Lions game in a long, long time. And it's more than just the people that go to the game. It's the couple hundred thousand people down at Eastern Market and downriver. And, this is culturally the most significant day for all Detroiters. I feel bad for all of our Detroiters out here. This is a tough one for me. I'm going to be trying something new. Nicole and I got a cabana. I'm going to watch a Lions game from Stadium Swim in a pool. I'm going to try something different, but because I'm not going home. I have not been to a Lions game with my kids, my family, and my parents in decades. So this is a tough one. The Lions deserve to have Thanksgiving.
You got one playoff win since Bobby Lane. Give me some other options. The Thursday. Jimmy Vaccaro doesn't know about it. But they go in 2006, putting the night game on Thursday has been great, well received.
Yeah, that's well received. But you got to keep the Lions. Of course, I mean, every team needs to have a national TV game. And this is a good game for the Lions early. It's good. It's important. Culturally important.
What happened last week? What happened? You get shut out by Carolina.
Shut out.
Stafford.
No quarterback.
Stafford is 8-55 against teams that have finished the season with a winning record in his career.
Yeah.
Gun in a ski mask when the check comes with this guy.
Oh my God, it's amazing how terrible they played. Oh, it's unbelievable
against that outfit.
Yeah.
Do you have a lean in any of the? I mean, you're the expert, and you've been do more on a Merlin reversal. But before you do that, what would you use if you had one pick tomorrow? Who would you go with?
If I had
one entry,
pick,
just one left, one alive.
Well, this is why the Lions game is important, because I take the Texans.
Okay.
That's it.
You concur?
I take Dallas.
Okay.
I think we've come full circle to thinking Dallas was so bad in that Sunday night game when they had that Italian kid out there in it. It just didn't look like an
Italian kid.
Well, they did. They had that kid.
Well, right.
Achievement. I don't even know. Yeah. But they didn't even look like a football team.
Right.
And
revenge,
now.
Revenge against Washington. Good point by you with a hit. And then try to, you know, the human emotion factor, too. Yeah, something you also said. I was watching you Saturday here on VSiN. What a point you made about the wellness check. Now, Mike is not one to revel in and take delight in the misfortune of others. But this guy who still had three entries left and missed the deadline. That a lot of people felt sick for him and he couldn't get it in. But you said this in August. Now, the wellness check is awesome. I don't care who you know. Call your family. Call them up and say, you must call me to make sure I get my pick. And we're talking almost $3 million here is on the line if I can win this and the possible bonus. But the other thing you said, what an opportunity here, even if you're a local, to get a proxy, to make sure this doesn't happen because every week but one, someone has failed to get the pick in.
Everybody always tells me these proxies are too expensive.
Oh, come on.
I thought, are you kidding me? You got potentially $2.3 million on the line. Proxies add a lot of value, in my opinion. And then, you know, yeah, the wellness check, of course. Get your buddy, get your roommate, get your spouse, get your friends. All they got to do is just call you. Just call you from now till January. Just call you. You'll buy them dinner if you win.
Right.
That's all you got to do is call between noon and 2 o'clock.
Right. What was your whole take on the thing?
You know, I feel bad for the kid, and the kid works. I said, kid, he's older than me, but he works at a casino here in town and sent the email, and Jeff Benson called him and spoke with. Jeff Benson's like a grief counselor during these football
yes,
contests because
yes.
It's always the guys that didn't get their picks in,
yeah.
And he calls them back, right?
Well, he's in a tough spot, too, because he has to handle the abuse sometimes. The guys, even though it isn't incredible, it's these guys drop the ball and make the mistake, and then it's, hey, what can you do for me or what? Well, I mean, come on.
Here's the thing. Nothing for nothing, but who is sleeping at 2:45 on Saturday?
Yes.
And if you are, why couldn't you have put the picks in before you went to bed?
I agree.
I mean, what's that? It's 10 in the morning when you went to bed. You got off. You're 11 o'clock. You're a graveyard worker. Just put the picks in. The guy says, I set 4 alarms. One guy said, I set 6. I hit the snooze. There's somebody we know that didn't get their Circa Million picks in.
Sure.
How about if this guy had partners in it?
Oh.
That's got to be the worst part of it.
Oh, I know.
You didn't get the pick in and you had partners. More devastating than if you did it to yourself.
Absolutely. You know, I feel terrible for this guy. You know, with all due respect, he sends the email at 3:08, misses it by 8. Very civil. He knew what happened. And, you know, I just feel terrible about it. This is not the way I want a guy getting knocked out in Survivor. I mean, I want somebody to go 18-0. I'd like to have a couple go 18-0 because that's the story. I mean, that's the story. Whoever wins is going to be part of our family going forward. Whoever wins this inaugural Circus Survivor, just like Isaac Meyer was, who won the Circus Sports Million last year. So I want a guy with a great personality, excited, and I want him to win 18-0,
great.
You know?
Great answer.
He wants to pay out the million. But a livable wage for the workers? No, that's off the table. It's incredible. I mean, it's really incredible. I can't believe it.
Oh, man. The day before Thanksgiving.
Don't put this show up on the screen. I don't want the replay on Nesson. People might hear it here.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, man. How about the Merlin reversal? Because you made the point during the break about these guys that did this and followed one of your rules. They're sitting pretty.
Yeah, you know, Paulie, I got to carry this thing around. I'm like Linus with this blanket,
yes,
you know, because everybody walks up to me, what's going on in week 13? What's going on in week 14? But, yeah, I mean, the guys that thought about this season from the back going forward are now in an advantage situation. You know, you just can't burn all the top teams. So I think the people that took, you know, took a Merlin reverse or took some of that thought process are in a much better position today. Here's something for you. I learned something last night. In my Survivor, in my side league, my league I've been in for a long time, in our Detroit Ranger League, here we've got a guy, and you know him, Private Plane Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He's still alive. In the actual Survivor, he got knocked out in week one, right? Knocked out in week one. How many people around the country right now are still alive in their Survivor wishing that they were the Circus Survivor? It's unbelievable.
Yep. Oh, so I can't imagine next year.
I mean, everybody alive are like, oh, my God, yeah. I wish I was in the big one.
Well, the fact that you can get 5 entries, I know I can't wait. Well, you're going to the changes and stuff, you can tinker with it and what you'll do next year. But the fact that even with the pandemic, how big this thing's going to be a monster.
Gil said it's consumed. Yeah. All he thinks about is the Survivor pick. When Monday comes, all he thinks about is Survivor the next week.
I'm jealous of all the people
that ruined his life. The Thanksgiving has ruined his. Okay. If Thanksgiving wasn't a part of it, he's confident he would have been part of splitting the $2.395 million, right? And if everybody just talked. Amal said it's the biggest mistake he's made in gambling that he can remember, that he didn't buy more than one entry.
Yep.
Right? It's the text. I mean, I have to keep the phone charged. I have to keep a charger in my phone because there's hundreds of texts every single day of the week. And then on Sundays, everybody's sweating everybody else's picks. I mean, everybody was sweating the Chargers, the Vikings, the Tampa Bay, everybody loving the Rams. I mean, you're pulling against everybody else once you're in.
I've lived it for 20 years. I never thought about it, but it's so popular around the rest of the country. And then here it starts at Circa, and it's awesome.
Derek, I made the line, Paulie said, how many folks won't get their pick in? 209. How many? We'll know at 10 o'clock tonight, Pacific. How many? I put the number at 6.5.
You think so? I would go under on that. I think everybody that's made it after what happened 10 out of the last 11 weeks, I know life gets in the way sometimes, but I think we've been so over the top to let people know. If there's one, I'm actually going to be surprised.
Every week when they know it's 3 o'clock, they can't. Aren't there people that's more likely point. To be sleeping at 10 tonight than at 2:30 in the afternoon?
A lot going on.
That's
a lot going on. Everybody's just, this is Friendsgiving and all this. This is the biggest bar night in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good point. Another great idea you had, and this is, you guys have the picture. How about Mike Palm? Guys like baking soda, does it all with the Pearl Harbor job here. You guys put this out for a marketing. Look at this photo Sunday hanging out. First of all, Derek Stevens always wins. It's 71 degrees on Sunday, but look at Stadium Swim. Get to CircleLasVegas.com. Folks, come out. I'm hanging out. Great staff. Cabana. Hanging in the pool, 102 degrees. Every NFL game is on at 71 degrees. Look at that shot by Mike Baum. There it is. Come here. Enjoy the best spot in the world. Look at that. Look at that shot right there.
Yeah. Look at, he gets his favorite referee in the background.
Right in the middle, middle of the screen. There's you. You're looking at her. She's not looking at, it says it all.
Yes. And the other thing he nailed, think of this, the plan. She forgot her swimsuit. Guess what? Problem solved. They sell it right here next to Stadium Swim. You go in, and there's a great selection, too, that you have. How about that idea?
Yeah, think about this. A lot of people at night, they come out to Stadium Swim. They're watching the game, this and that. They go, look at all these people with a couple buckets of beer next to them in the pool. They need to get a swimsuit served to them, So it's like a bucket of beer, swimsuit, what else?
Yes. I might add the best chicken fingers I've ever had, too. So what's your game plan tomorrow? You said the Cabana. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a different Thanksgiving for me. Game plan tomorrow, Nicole and I, Cabana, Lions game. We're going to come back down, shower up, clean up. Uh-huh. We're going to watch the Cowboy game here, and then her and I are going out to dinner to Barry's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Excellent.
Right here. Nicole took care of our whole family for many, many decades. So without going back to Detroit, all that, she wanted to do something, a very nice restaurant, and wanted to make sure the end of the night didn't end up with everybody having to do dishes, which she always jumps in and does all the work and all that. So this one's her dinner, so that's what we're doing.
All right. Excellent job. Thanks for coming in, getting up early. This was fun.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
I'm thankful of being able to be on Mitch and Paul from time to time. I'm thankful I get to work with Mike every day, so thanks, guys.
All right. You can come on anytime. Just pop right in. Excellent. All right. The hype is through the roof here. I've been told number 1, 2, and 3 are unbelievable. No hyperbole in a Thanksgiving message. Good story. All that straight ahead. Mike Palm, Chuck Edel, Paul Charchian. Final hour, Follow the Money.
What an hour.
Can't wait.